First of all, history has been made by appointing the first ever woman to be the Speaker of the Parliament in the Republic of South Sudan. The nomination of Comrade Nunu Kumba came as a result of consultation that the President with the Political Bureau as well as the caucus of the SPLM in the designated Revitalized Transitional National Parliament. She was the acting Secretary General of the Sudan People Liberation Movement for over 10 years. So she's the right person.
For so long, activists have been demanding more roles for women in the national leadership of South Sudan. Can we say that this nomination is overdue?
Yes, given that this position, the second position in the government, has been given to a woman because the executive is led by the president and the legislature led by a woman and the judiciary led by a man. Now the three pillars of the government has been filled with 35% representation of women being properly implemented because the other pillar is the legislature is now led by a woman. And another woman is a deputy, by the way, deputy of the Council of State, Mary Ayan Majok. So women are now represented, and I think they can be quite happy. Even now I've seen several women organizations within South Sudan are celebrating the nomination of Comrade Diema Nunu Kumba.
Help us to understand, why should President Salva Kiir nominate the Speaker of Parliament? Normally, at least in other countries, the Speaker is elected by his or her peers in parliament.
The government we are in is what is called a revitalized national unity government, whereby it is a government of parties that were fighting the war before and signed the peace agreement on the 12th of September 2018. So all the positions are allocated to the parties in the government who are the former fighters. So the speaker positions has been given to the Sudan People Liberation Movement, which is led by President Salva Kiir, and they have more than 350 members. So the position is for the SPLM. That is why the president can nominate someone for the 350 members to endorse. So it is the SPLM seat that made the president to nominate the person. The Speaker of Council of State is not nominated by the president because it is given to the SPLM-IO. It is the SPLM-IO that will decide who should be the Speaker of the Council of State. So when Dr. Riak nominates the Speaker of Council of State, the President's role will be actually to appoint. This is what the revitalized peace agreement says.
The newly appointed members of Parliament, when are they expected to be sworn in?
They will be sworn in within this coming week, which has started today, Monday, within the course of that week, before the weekend.
Thank you so much. We do always appreciate speaking with you.